Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Bright. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Rudolph. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Don Rudolph. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Green. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lattman. And now, play ball. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin takes first base on ball four. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman fires to first and picks off Hamlin. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive towards short. Hamlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Rudolph moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lattman moves to second. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lattman scores. Edwards moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-1 in the game. Bright hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Latman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schmidt for the out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Latman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0-for-1 in the game. Latman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Essigian hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Green takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to second. Jim Mahoney pinch runs for Woody Held. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Green moves to third. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive towards short. Hamlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Mahoney now playing shortstop. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 2 in the game. Bright hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 2 in the game. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lattman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 3 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 2 in the game. Schmidt strikes out. One out. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0 for 2 in the game. Cotier hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Zipfel pinch hits for Don Rudolph. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Cotina now pitching. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Essigian hits a line drive towards short. Hamlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby now playing left field. Ty Cline now playing center field. Willie Kirkland now playing right field. Jim King pinch hits for Ken Hamley. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Jim Pearsall. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hicks for the out. King moves to second. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 3 in the game. Bright hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Senators. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Locke hits a fly ball into left field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-3 in the game. Schmidt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim King now playing right field. Ed Brinkman now playing shortstop. Chuck Hinton now playing center field. Don Dillard pinch hits for Jim Mahoney. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.